Another side effect of Sunday's raid that killed Osama bin Laden, Native Americans are now objecting to Geronimo being used as a code name for that raid. They say Geronimo was a hero to them, not a terrorist. Jeff Hauser, the chair of Geronimo's Fort Sill Apache tribe, said in a letter to President Obama that equating Geronimo with bin Laden is painful and offensive. The U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee will discuss the use of the name during a hearing that was already scheduled for today on racial stereotypes. And Ben Zimmer alerted us that he found all of this fascinating. He's the executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and also vocabulary.com. So we called him up. And Ben, start by reminding us how the word Geronimo first came into military parlance.
We can really take it back to World War II, when paratroopers started using Geronimo as a kind of a rallying cry, something they would say when they jumped out of airplanes. And they were actually taking that, we know from a movie of that name, Geronimo, from 1939. Some of the paratroopers at Fort Benning had seen the movie, and one of them said that he was going to shout out Geronimo just to, you know, show that he was being courageous. And so when he jumped out of the plane, he said Geronimo, and his fellow paratroopers followed suit. And since then, the military has used that word, Geronimo, as a kind of a nickname for a couple of different battalions. And so it has a whole kind of military history to it as well.
Well, and of course, if you saw the film Geronimo in black and white, you know, back in the day, Geronimo leaps on his horse off of a cliff to avoid, you know, troops chasing him down, and he yells, Geronimo. And some people feel that this sort of, this kind of, not just Geronimo, but naming military equipment after Indians, Apache helicopters, for instance, is sort of homage to courage.
That's true. There are two different ways of looking at it, not just with military use of these words, but also if we look at the way that Native American names have been used for sport teams on the high school, college, and professional level. This has been an ongoing debate since the 1960s, actually, about whether teams should be called, say, the Redskins or the Indians or the Braves, names like that. Many high school and college teams have actually changed their names. They've been persuaded that these types of names are not really so much an homage as a kind of a depersonalization of Native Americans or playing into those age-old stereotypes. This is what Native American activists have been arguing for a few decades.
Well, and by the way, just, you know, back to Geronimo, we don't know because the military, the White House, they're not saying whether the name was meant to reflect the troops, you know, going in or was meant to personify bin Laden. We don't know that. But a little bit more about who Geronimo was in real life, and was that really his name?
His actual name is actually Goyatlai, which meant one who yawns.
Oh, dear.
And the name Geronimo actually derives from what Mexican soldiers apparently called him, or at least they were using this name, which is the Spanish version of Jerome. Some say that the Mexican soldiers who were fighting against the Apaches during the Apache Wars were shouting out a prayer to St. Jerome, and that was then interpreted as what they were calling the warrior himself. And so he took that as his own, and it became sort of synonymous with this brave warrior who was fighting for many, many years against both Mexican and American soldiers.
And was mythical. He was said to not leave any footprints, you know, could evade thousands of soldiers. But where do you come down, Ben Zimmer, on use of this and other words that are precious to Native Americans?
I think that the military has to be a little careful in the way that these code words that they might use also serve as cultural code words, and they have to be a little respectful of the history behind these figures when they're using these words.
Particularly because, in any event, Geronimo was not an outside invader. He lived here first.
Indeed, yes. And any kind of equivalence that could be drawn is an unfortunate parallel.
Ben Zimmer, executive producer of both The Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com on the use of the word Geronimo in the raid against Osama bin Laden. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, looking ahead, tomorrow on Here and Now, what are headsets doing to your kids? Not just their hearing, but their social skills. Also, Joe Drape of the New York Times. Why? Because it's Kentucky Derby time. And we always, always love having him. What hat will he wear, I wonder? That's all tomorrow. Back in a minute, Here Now.